gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. RepublicBroadcasting.org. It's the Stray Cat of free speech. Do you remember that band from the 1980s, the Stray Cats? They were pretty good. So go to RepublicBroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719. The operator is standing by. We've got Paul Stevenson. Paul, welcome to the show.
It's good to be with you, Patrick.
It's good to be with you. Now, I know you're a musician. We don't talk about it much. But you remember the Stray Cats and the Stray Cat Strut?
It rings a bell, but not massively familiar. What any songs I could relate to?
Mention Stray Cat Strut. Stray Cats. I can't remember the words to it. I get my meal from the garbage can. It's very infectious, and the drummer in my garage band wouldn't let. Well, he let us play it, and then he wouldn't let us play it after a while because it would it was so infectious to him that it would just get in his brain, and he couldn't sleep. It would be all night; he'd be hearing it, and so.
You have to be careful with that. Sometimes. You know, I don't know whether it's because I write music, but even some of my own songs, they go through my own head sometimes, because I do have an ability for writing quite catchy melodies, and it's very, very annoying to the point it can torture you sometimes, even your own songs. and you're like, okay, I've got to try and think of something else here to get this out of my head. It becomes a little bit like some sort of torture. You know, it's like it sort of forms in your head, and it is annoying.
Yeah. Now I was just a minute ago, I was listening to one of my old recordings. I love my dog, and is anybody surprised that it's called "I Love My Dog"? But listening to that, good beat, but. I wasn't good with melodies in particular. Now, my brother, he was good with melodies, but he didn't have discipline. I'd like to hear some of your stuff. Have you heard the Filbert Applebag? Like on some shows, I use Filbert Applebag music, and there's one in particular he's got called Thursday. That it's the when I'm using that music. Or when I'm going live, it's the first break.
Yeah, well, there's two aspects to my writing. It's songwriting and sort of compositions, which I guess would sort of fit into more kind of like what you're talking about. I know the little piece you're talking about. Yeah, that's very nice. But as Noel Gallagher once said, Irish people don't write songs; they write anthems. I think there's something in that, because sometimes I've sat down to write songs and I've thought, I don't want to write like, you know, and it probably sounds boastful because no one's ever heard a song I wrote, but if I put an album together, I think people would know what I mean. And you end up writing you end up writing an anthem. I don't know, it's just something in there. It's like you end up writing some sort of ubiquitous kind of spirited thing for people to relate to in the way that, you know, that anthems tend to trigger you.
Which
is all good.
A couple of days ago, I went to a karaoke place with a couple friends, and I wound up trying to sing Danny Boy, which is hard to sing. It's a big range, but the hardest part is not crying while you're singing.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, you know it's a good song if you write a song, and it can move you to tears yourself, you know. But it also, if you're writing songs with, you know, something that reminds you, if it's got a personal connection to it, it can your own mood and feelings can feed into and reflect on the song, you know. But if it has that effect on you, it's probably going to have that effect on someone else, and then you end up kind of writing quite ubiquitous lyrics. But nothing wrong with that either. I was never a fan of writing obscure music that wouldn't actually move people.
Well,
if I imported my songs to America, would Donald Trump tariff me, do you think?
Yes.
I wonder how much would I have to ring the White House?
Oh, God.
Along with Cambodia and Madagascar.
Has he tariffed Madagascar?
I don't know. Apparently, the phone's ringing off the hook, according to...
They're lining up to kiss his ass. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, I wonder has China been on the phone? I somehow doubt it.
China basically told him to convert kiss ours, and so now he's raised the tariff from what was it going to be 25% or 30% up to 100. And so basically saying, okay, Walmart, you know, no more inventory for you.
Well, exactly. Hey, we had a discussion about this the other day, and I really don't think people understand this. And I don't, you know, I did a show, we've broke it down a lot on, we covered for Richard on Monday, but, you know, I don't know who's advising Trump, but, you know, everyone better hope that this is some sort of Trumpian type, you know, go in hard for negotiations operation, because this will be a disaster for America. If this continues, you know, I don't really know if he's Trump is. He's so chaotic, and you wonder, you know, is it just ignorance? I think he thinks that this is going to like reestablish America as a sort of, you know, back to what it once was in terms of, you know, and address the problems, the medicine, as he said. Now, there does need to be medicine, but because the economy is a house of cards. But this is not going to do it. So it's just very misguided, you know. You know, it's a tax, or it's inflation, whatever you want to call it. There's going to be a lot of businesses will have to close down. There'll be a lot of jobs lost. Does he not think these things through? Could someone say, you know, Donald, apart from the fact you've just wiped off $6 trillion off the stock market in 48 hours, this is actually not a very good idea. But apparently not.
Yeah, I mean, with the stock market, you know, people think, well, the stock market, that's these Wall Street rich people. But it's also like all the middle class people's retirement savings, like it's all, you know, it's
yeah.
There are people, the lowest class people, in America, because I'm very familiar with people. I'm familiar with people, and they exist off of Social Security when they're old. And you know, Donald Trump was elected by old people, and he's not going to touch Social Security because he doesn't want to offend his base. But on Social Security, you're really not designed to be able to live off of Social Security in anything more than a rudimentary fashion, and also the way Social Security is structured, if you've spent your entire career being very low income, the Social Security it works out okay for you. I mean, it'll keep you low income. But if you've been if you had decent jobs, and I'm not talking about like particularly high paying jobs, but jobs like you would have at a auto manufacturer, then is what you have from Social Security, the way it is, I mean, Social Security is kind of a wealth transfer program. And I remember I used to be on Stormfront Radio. We had one of the co-hosts was called Father Francis. He was from New Jersey. And I think Father Francis was somebody who had worked hard, but also had like created some businesses and stuff. He had a very it sounded kind of like a working class New Jersey background, but he was making the comment that had he just put the money into that the government required him to put into Social Security, if he had put it into any basic investment, he would have come out better. Well, if you're a higher income person, that's true. But the thing is, for the middle income people, what I'm getting at is, if you're a retired school teacher, if you're a retired auto worker or whatever, you've got also a certain pension, and increasingly those pensions are completely wrapped up in the stock market. And so this is already hitting his base. I mean, it's hitting.
It surely must be.
And you were asking about is anybody telling him not to do this? Well, apparently Elon Musk is pushing back at him. Now there's speculation that Elon Musk is going to be ejected from his orbit before long. But yeah, Elon Musk is pushing back at this.
Yeah, but I heard someone, you know, they were on, you know, the Gray Zone type guys. And at least they admitted that they don't really know anything about markets and the economy and stuff like that. But, you know, they're like, one guy was like, oh, I'm glad, you know, if Trump's doing something right, if he's sticking it to Wall Street. And he said, I'm prepared to suffer a little bit if it means they suffer. And I looked at the background. He's got a grand piano there. He's got a very nice settee there. It looks like a quite swanky apartment. This is like these socialists who are actually, you know, a little hypocritical. And it's like, okay, it hits Wall Street, but it's going to hit a lot of other people, you know, poor people. And in addition to the middle classes you spoke about, during COVID, they roped a lot of other people into these little apps like Robinhood and stuff. So people started investing. So if you wipe out, you know, 20 billion off your 150 billion portfolio, fine. Or you might have 20 million and you wipe out 7 of it, you're going to be okay. But if you've spent the last 3 or 4 years building up a little portfolio and, you know, you've got $20,000 and now you've got $8,000 or $10,000, that matters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And that's not to mention all the other stuff that, you know, as I say, it's a tax. Now you're going to be paying more you're going to be paying more for the same stuff. Or else you're just going to have to, you know, pay the same amount of money that you would normally pay, but get less stuff. So that, of course, that affects people. So, I don't know who these people are that are the phones ringing off the hook, but they're probably going to be poor countries that depend on the United States, you know, to do trade with. And they just can't afford it. But people like China, you know, China export a huge amount of stuff to America, but China can afford to lose what they send to America more than America can afford to lose what is imported from China. China is in a better position to recover, you know. So Trump seems to think he's got leverage here over China. He does not. This will be a disaster unless this is just some sort of game. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I really don't like this administration. I was listening to, I don't know if you like her, but she's a 27-year-old woman. You know, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, she wasn't even the legal age to drive. And she's so
the spokeswoman, the little blonde girl.
Yeah, and I know she's got a job to do, but she's so over assertive and aggressive and arrogant and haughty, and they're all like that, you know. And it's just like, yeah, there's no humility in there. I mean, you listen to Maria Zakharova. She's erudite, educated, firm when she needs to be. But she's a human being. You can see she isn't this like arrogant, over-assertive, haughty person, you know? And it's the same with the diplomats, you know, Lavrov and these people. But this whole, they're like this adolescent sort of vibe that comes off this whole administration.
Yes.
They're more obnoxious than the last one.
Yes.
You know, it's so off. It's so brash, you know, A 27-year-old girl, and there she's sitting there, you know, this over-assertive, and then she's got her little cross around her neck, her little neck. Oh, I'm a white Christian woman. This is the new Trump administration. And there's going to be hell to pay for Iran if they don't do X, Y, and Z. And then she's threatening Xi Jinping as well. You know, it's just like, oh, please, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, the State Department spokeswoman, Tammy Bruce, I'm not sure if you're familiar with her. She used to be in Tucker Carlson's orbit. She would come on, even, I think she even once co-hosted for him when he was on vacation. And she's a gay married lesbian. Not just that, but she was in a love triangle. Did you ever see the show The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah. I used to love it.
Bill Bixby, who was the guy who turned into the Hulk.
Yeah, and, nice soundtrack as well.
Yeah, and so she was in a love triangle with Bill Bixby's wife and wound up wrecking Bill Bixby's marriage. I hold that again. I didn't actually watch The Incredible Hulk, probably because it was on during Boy Scout night or something, but I used to watch my favorite Martian, which is from the early 60s, and he was in that, so I've got a connection. At any rate, you know, regarding the stock market, the stock market will go up and down based on certain things that, you know, it'll go up and down on interest rates, or it might go down if corporate taxes are going to go up. There are certain things that will impact the market adversely because they're impacting rich people adverse, something like that. And, you know, if it's going to – if you want to spite the market, you say, okay, I don't care if the market goes down because the reason it's going down isn't something that's bad for the rest of people. That's one thing. But the reason the market's going down now is because, like, basically everybody in the world is afraid that this plunging the world suddenly into a high tariff system is going to cause massive economic losses all over the place. That's why it's going down. So this isn't something that's just targeted at Wall Street bankers. This is something that's that the reason the markets are going down is because everybody's afraid we're going to have massive economic downturn across the board because of this.
Yeah.
And then one other thing is, you know, what I was talking about earlier with retirement funds and whatnot, that impacts middle class people. Well, what if you're not a middle class person? What if you have zero savings? Well, okay,
well, exactly.
Even if you're not losing because of the stock market, you're going to be losing because everything at Walmart is going to be more expensive. You're not going to be – we've got a country that big hunks of the society are completely dependent on cheap imports. And I have nothing against using tariffs in a gradual and strategic way in order to bring back industries. But, you know, that's not something – it's not a magic wand. So you have to do it. You have to say, okay, well, we still have enough of this industry that it can be brought back. So let's do this. If you do something sweeping like this, really, it really is kind of asking for big trouble. I'll kick it back to you, but I do. There is kind of a silver lining to it, but I'll kick it back to you before I get to the silver lining.
Well, just take the example of Elon Musk. You know, people who hate Elon Musk. Well, Elon Musk's a businessman.
Debo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
I'll kick it back to you, but I do, there is kind of a silver lining to it, but I'll kick it back to you before I get to the silver lining.
Well, just take the example of Elon Musk, you know, people who hate Elon Musk. Well, Elon Musk's a businessman. So he's going to say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to have to recoup this problem somehow. So people are going to get laid off, or he's just going to move his business, move it out to somewhere where he can produce his cars cheaper. And then all the jobs are gone. You know, just that one example, you know, as well as people, like you say, who rely on, you know, for example, there's a big run on some of the Apple stores yesterday for iPhone. People panicking, trying to buy the new iPhone before it's more expensive. You know, so there's a big spike in iPhone's business over the last couple of days. People wanting to get, you know, get their phones while they're still at the current rates.
I can imagine.
And, but if you've got three children to feed, so much of, you know, cheap footwear, you know, go and look at your hoodies and your gilets and pretty much everything, your toasters, your kettles, whether you like it or not, made in China. How much do you pay for it? $20. Well, you know, if you've got three kids and, you know, you've got to clothe them, it's a huge problem. So again, I don't understand what Trump's thinking. And of course, this is, they tried this aggression. Everything they do with their hubris and their aggression, like they did with Russia, backfires. It accelerates the de-dollarization process. No one trusts America. This is the other thing. Even if he backtracks and goes in a week's time, okay, well, we got the response we wanted, and we're gonna be cool with everyone again. Well, everyone's gonna be like, that's like having a girlfriend who just like threatens to leave you and leave you for a week and doesn't answer the phone, and then she finally answers the phone when you're gonna do everything she wants you to do. Well, that there's damage done there. I'm sorry. It's just like you walked out on me for a week or 2 weeks, and now you're back. It's like everything's normal because you've got everything the way you want. That's not how relationships work. Relationships work on discussions. And more than anything, you don't have to like someone to have a relationship with them. A relationship is based on trust.
Yes.
You know, if you love someone and you get on very well, well, that makes your relationship enjoyable. Trust makes your relationship possible. And everyone's looking around at America thinking, we can't trust these people. So you're going to see, I think, a readjustment again away from America towards China and the BRICS. And a new world is emerging. And what Trump has done is...
That is the silver lining.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's a silver lining. It's not a silver lining for America. But or Europe,
it's not the silver lining for the Trump administration or the American state. It's all self-destructive for them. But from my point of view, I think from a lot of listeners' point of view, that is kind of a silver lining. But you know, yeah. I'm not a free trader. In the 1990s. Free trade ideology just won out. You know, the Soviet Union had collapsed and everybody was on board with capitalism, the end of history. The WTO finally came into being. There had been a lot of resistance to the, so the WTO is a free trade organization. And there had been a lot of resistance to the free trade aspects of the Bretton Woods system. It emerged after World War II. The Bretton Woods system, it set up the IMF, it set up the World Bank, it set up the fixed exchange rates based on the dollar and convertibility of the dollar to gold. And it also set up a free trade institution called the International Trade Organization. But that was the sell, and that was the one thing from Bretton Woods that the world wouldn't agree on. And so it never came into being. You just had kind of this rudimentary general agreement on trades and tariffs called GATT, which kind of semi-held things together. But with the fall of the Soviet Union, with the elimination of the Soviet Union, this free trade ideology won out. The WTO came into being, and under the WTO, it was very hard. It was easy to reduce tariffs, but it's hard to raise tariffs. If you're a WTO member, it was very difficult to raise tariffs, and the WTO could overrule you. It was almost a forfeiture of sovereignty. And so I'm glad to now, if Trump sticks to his guns and just raises tariffs, this is in effect the United States quitting the WTO. And without the United States, you know, one of the two biggest economies in the world, and the without it being part of the World Trade Organization, well, the World Trade Organization really ceases to function with all the retaliatory tariffs by China. China is effectively leaving it. So this whole free trade system is...
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the Rebel Madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Have you ever planted a tree for your home garden, orchard, or farm? Well, you'll know how frustrating it is when deer don't stop nibbling at them and you lose years of growth. We have a very economic solution called Tree Savers. It's basically a greenhouse tube at a very economical price. Most of the tubes are $3 to $4, depending on the length that you want. Very easy installation. Check us out at furion.com. Serious growth. That's furion.com. Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full 1-year warranty. You just insert the bottle to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion activated at furion.com. That's furion.com.
Howdy, cousins. This is RBN host Blackbird 9, a.k.a. Frederick C. Blackburn, asking you to please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voices to spread truth and relevant information, to gain a deeper understanding of the adversary, and to gain knowledge for survival against the gradual erosion of the Republic. But in order to sustain this incredible communications network, RBN needs your financial contributions. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 1-800-724-2719, or mail your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Really ceases to function with all the retaliatory tariffs by China. China is effectively leaving it. So this whole free trade system is being ended. Well, that's fine as far as I'm concerned, because I didn't support it in the first place. But really, I mean, I accept tariffs. I don't think it's a good idea for all countries just to, you know, raise tariffs and have a massive tariff trade war. That's a recipe for disaster. Actually, to have some sort of functioning organization to, instead of try to reduce and eliminate tariffs, just try to help manage them so that they don't get under control. I think for a country to say, look, our farmers are important. For South Korea to say, rice farming is important to us. We do want to have some protection for rice farming. For the United States to say, we want to be able to maintain a manufacturing base in these key industries. And to you know, that type of thing, I think, is important. So that's one thing. But just to completely smash the WTO in one fell swoop, and the whole trading system in one fell swoop, that's more dangerous. But then the other thing is, what is a silver lining to me is that this is finally what's waking up the rest of the world, and not the rest of the world so much as America's allies. the EU, Japan, and South Korea, and even Taiwan, it's waking up America's allies that the United States is not the American state is not to be trusted. It's not anybody's friend. This is important. You know, you could name any European country. I'm going to name Japan. For the Japanese, which have had no foreign policy of their own, they've just followed American foreign policy for the past 80 years since the end of World War II. They've just been a satellite of America in the international system. And okay, so America just starts wars all over the world. All right, well, you know, they're going to bomb these countries. We're going to invade those countries. The United States is going to it's going to bankroll the genocide of Palestinians. Okay, well, all right, well, we're not going to mention anything about that. Well, now we're going to slap a 30% or 25% tariff on your exports. I mean, United States has maintained military bases all over Japan with its troops going out and raping their women, which they do, especially the blacks and the Hispanics, but the American military going out raping Japanese women, and then they're not subject to Japanese law. All of this stuff, and the Japanese have been okay with it. This is the one thing. I mean, it's kind of sad that this is what it took to wake up the Japanese people that maybe America is not reliable. But even then, you know, they're going to tend to blame it on Trump. This Trump's an aberration. I mean, Trump's not an aberration in terms of being an untrustworthy partner. But maybe it takes Trump, the avatar, and then the tariffs. Maybe this combination is what's necessary to get the so-called American allies to wake up that, you know, you shouldn't be associating with these people.
Well, it's the same in Europe. There's going to be apparently there's troops being removed from Poland in America, American troops, and Europe's also not going to be unaffected by these trade wars, these tariffs. The U.S. is interested in bombing Iran for Israel and starting a war with China, apparently, because they can't seem to get along with everyone. They have to be, you know, they have the dominance and hegemony, so they can't tolerate the Chinese challenge. They have to be an enemy rather than a rival or whatever. You know, it always has to be, we're the big guys, and anybody else rising up won't be tolerated. And Europe's going to be left. I mean, I'm very glad, by the way, that the Europeans are so useless in terms of, they talk a big game about starting a war with Russia. They don't have the capability or the resources, and it would probably take them 5 years and to completely impoverish the EU, which won't be tolerated, to get this $800 billion, you know, to reindustrialize for weapons. But, you know, by that stage, Starmer, Macron, Merz in Germany, those guys won't be there. So I'm not even really worried about that, because, as I say, they don't have the capability or the resources that, you know, even if they wanted to, which they really do, apparently, when they start a war with Russia, they're not able to. Their hands are tied. They've got no power. They're a bunch of fools who are running around in denial, in shock. Their hubris has not allowed them to see the writing on the wall. So they're in a daze. They are literally like, well, they're not literally like, well, they're like headless chickens. You know, the head's been cut off and they're just still running around. That's the Europeans for you. So these are seismic, tectonic shifts happening. It's quite staggering. It's fascinating, you know, but the whole thing's been torn up. And Europe's just like this little place now where it's just isolated. Not really, you know, I don't see relations with America improving. Trump's not really interested in Europe. He doesn't like the European leaders. Maybe if there's new leadership, he'll re-engage in any significant way. But they're not interested in Europe or Russia. The only reason they've been nice to Russia is because they don't want them interfering too much with Iran if they go ahead with this insanity in Iran. But they realize they've lost the war, and their focus is on China. And so you've got Europe just, like I said, in a daze, in denial, not quite realizing what has happened to them. But eventually, reality imposes itself, and you have to acknowledge it or you just go crazy and you suffer the consequences of ignoring reality. I mean, reality is an objective phenomena, and it doesn't really care about your relationship with it. You know, it exists and persists independent of your relationship with it, you know. So it's quite funny. The Europeans are going to suffer, but it is quite funny.
Do you know who it was? Somebody said you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of reality. Somebody said something like that.
Yeah, and that is kind of what it is. Like I said, it's a phenomenon which exists and persists outside of your relationship with it. But it's always better to live consistent with it because, you know, it has a very inconvenient and often painful way of crashing in and around those who are not living consistently with it, you know, and that's what's happening to the Europeans at the minute, you know. I think that, what is that statement? You can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality, you know. That's what's happening. This is all going to, like I said, accelerate the de-dollarization. China will stick to their guns, and they will compensate by exporting those goods somewhere else. Or, you know, they've got a lot of people in China. They work hard to make that stuff. You know, they could use it themselves instead of sending it to America and then America sends them dollars that they print up out of thin air. While these people are working hard in factories, you know. But just on a personal note, to give people an example of a smaller country, how this will affect people, which is why the smaller countries are on the phone to Trump begging, because they're not China. I do business, for example, with a little magazine in Northern Ireland. It's a magazine which circulates around the police force internally. And so sometimes I'll do business, for example, with Bushmills Whiskey, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Ireland produces and exports a fair bit of whiskey to America. Now, if those tariffs go up too much, well, that'll affect that company. I'll ring them. One of the first things they'll cut back on is advertising because they're losing money. You know, they can't afford to export to that market like they did before. And so it'll be, oh, really sorry, Paul, but with all this tariff stuff going on, you know, we're cutting back at the moment, you know. That's just one example. Another example, I also do some gardening, and I do it for people who are very wealthy. They might have got houses for 5 or 6 million and people like that. They live out in Surrey, and they live in the richest areas just outside London here. Well, if they've just had, you know, 5, 10, 20 million wiped off their portfolio, those guys are going to be cutting back too. You know, well, we can do one day a week instead of 3 days a week. You know, it's so wide reaching. It affects everybody, rich people, middle class people, poor people. There's no one escapes this, you know?
Yeah. So nobody gets out of here alive. The European, the various, well, the EU and the various members of the EU, they're in a really bad position because they went all in on this Russia, anti-Russia stuff, the Russia war stuff. They're all in on this. And, you know, they got into it with the Biden administration. It's as if the ghost of the Joe Biden administration lives on in the EU, right? And so not only are
they've just ignored the Trump administration. They still think it's Biden.
Right.
right. So not only are they at war, literally at war with Russia, but they have this absolutely horrible relationship with Trump and anything Trumpian, to the extent that if a Trump-like figure starts to emerge in Europe, whether that's Viktor Orban and the European Commission, there's talk about somehow, I don't know how this isn't a violation of their own rules, but somehow taking Hungary's right to vote away. And of course, the European Commission is supposed to be by unanimous consent. And so, and then overturning the election of a Trumpian style person in Romania, and now arresting Marine Le Pen for misusing funds that were supposed to be, because she's a member of the European Parliament, and the money that was supposed to go to her secretary, and her secretaries were involved in political work outside of the EU, and just like some little technicalities, but they're going full out on this. Well, okay, so if you're Europe and you're at war with Russia, and you've effectively cut off relationships with the Trump administration that runs America, well, you're pretty isolated. I mean, what's left? Do they have a good relationship with China to build on? I don't think so.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're completely isolated. I think this Marine Le Pen thing is the final straw. Romania is one thing, but France is another. And Marine Le Pen's a big personality, and there's been a lot of protests in France. And, so you're going to see this populist rising in Europe as well. Not that it's, Marine Le Pen's going to be the answer to everything, but I'd prefer to have someone like her in there than Macron. She might do some good, but Europe's looking at... it is in deep trouble. Eventually Europe's going to be broke, and all the welfare and all that sort of stuff. You're going to see, I worry for my son, because we could find ourselves being economic migrants wanting to go to Singapore or China or India. And, but of course we can't. We have to suffer when things were decent here, everyone coming here. But that's because we don't have borders. But eventually the money's going to run out to pay for all these people, even like the illegal migrants that come here and get put up in hotels. It costs about $12 million a day. You can't afford this kind of stuff, you know? And eventually reality's going to descend there as well. Silver lining of that is you might see a lot of people who came here because the economy's so bad here going back to where they came from, which is basically the global south, you know? But, for people who haven't got citizenship in some of these countries, well, it's going to be a lot more difficult because they actually impose borders. If I wanted to go to China tomorrow, Patrick, I couldn't just go there. I don't think I could just go to India or Singapore or wherever, if I wanted to go out there and try and make some money. But that, I think that's what's going to happen in Europe. It's just going to get worse. And, that's just the way it is. And, it's going to be very interesting, but I don't see good days ahead for Europe. It's just there. The scriptures say, people say, pride goes before a fall. It doesn't say that. It's actually worse than that. It says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. But, if pride goes before a fall, that's not too bad. If you have a fall, you can get up again. But destruction sounds a lot worse to me, And that's what's happening to the West. It's just hubris. and now you're paying the consequences for it, So Europe's just in a complete mess. And they've got nowhere to go. Like you said, they're isolated. Everywhere they turn, they're just in a straitjacket. They've burnt their bridges with everyone, They should be crawling back to Russia. Also,
Yes, exactly. They should be crawling back to Russia.
Yeah. And they should count themselves lucky that the Russians are quite gracious. If Marine Le Pen comes in and the AfD comes in, they can go back to Russia with a clean slate and say, you know, we never supported all this nonsense in the first place. But also the manufacturing thing with these tariffs, the European Union is going to have to import a lot of stuff for this project of rearming themselves, you know. So depending on how these tariffs go, that's not going to help, you know.
And the tariffs on top of the loss of cheap Russian energy.
Yeah, on top of the Nord Stream pipeline, exactly. So it's just, and it's also self-inflicted. It's like they're trying to, maybe they are just trying to destroy Europe. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know. But anyway, let's just.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
If you're an avid reader or lover of history, then I invite you to purchase Blood in the Ozarks by Clint Lacy. The Civil War was a bitter and brutal conflict, but perhaps never more so than in the state of Missouri, where the wounds of the Kansas Border War still festered. The inhumanity of the conflict was punctuated with Union war crimes, especially in the eastern Ozarks. There, civilians were targeted in an effort to subjugate the fierce fighting men battling Union forces of the region. As a result of this policy, 27,000 Missouri citizens were killed during the war. Best-selling author Paulette Giles had this to say about Blood in the Ozarks. There are a great many books on the guerrillas in Missouri during the Civil War, and almost all of them have to do with the bushwhackers in central Missouri. Quantrell, Frank and Jesse James, Bloody Bill Anderson, and others. Blood in the Ozarks by Clint Lacy is a much-needed look at the war in southeast Missouri. Purchase your copy of Blood in the Ozarks at foothillsmedia.net. That's foothillsmedia.net to purchase your copy of Blood in the Ozarks.
And it's also self-inflicted. It's like they're trying to. Maybe they are just trying to destroy you. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know. But anyway, let's just talk about this Iran thing quickly, because this is an interesting video. This is Benjamin.
3 minutes. That's about it. So let's hear it.
Yeah, pertaining to the discussions with Iran, Netanyahu said, "This can be done in an agreement, but only if this agreement is on the Libyan model," in quotes, I would put the Libyan model, where you go in, blow up the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. You go in, blow up, dismantle all the equipment, under American supervision, American execution. The second option is that this won't happen.
And plus, part of the Libyan model is then you anally impale the leader with a dagger.
Well, quite. He said the second option is that they will just drag out the talks. And then the option is military. Everyone understands that. We discussed that at length. Just bear with me if we can for a second. He said, yeah, so he basically is, there is no good option for Iran here. You know, I missed it, but hold on. We should have spoken about this earlier. Okay, Libyan model, blew up the facilities. The second option is that this won't happen. The first option didn't sound very good. Okay, the second option is military. We spoke about President Trump's vision because we're currently in contact with countries that are talking about the possibility of taking in a great many Gazans, Palestinians. And that this is important because in the end, that is what needs to happen.
Yeah.
So, but I'm taking this from a little clip, and I don't know why it's not saying the second part, but the second part was basically, we go in militarily and just blow up their nuclear sites and blow up this and blow up that. But he no qualms about saying it now. You know, it's like this is what we want to do.
And the sad part is we were just talking about Europe, the European leaders who might be able to mend fences with Russia, but these are also people who embrace Netanyahu with open arms. Orban just a few days ago hosted Netanyahu and said, you know, and withdrew from the ICC in order to do so. So I don't know. Can I just say everything sucks? But the one silver lining is that the Jewish dominated Israel lobby dominated American empire is being overshadowed by a rational and civilization minded emerging Russia China alliance, and that is hopefully the future. So
yeah, and it's what needed to happen.
It's what needed to happen. Well, I want to thank you. We can get into this more detail if you have me on your show this coming weekend. I'm often on your show, and people, what time is your show, and what's the name of it? How do people find it?
1 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. here in the UK. Yeah, of course, we'll record something, on Sundays, so.
That's on RBN.
Yeah, so we can record something on Friday or Saturday or early Sunday.
All right. Oh, but nothing's
going
on.
All right, Patrick.
All right. Thank you very much for joining me, and I'll be back in tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.